has been firing at cargo ships in the Red Sea in response to Israel's actions in Gaza. Some opposition MPs have voiced concerns that Parliament wasn't consulted first. Liberal Democrat leader Sir Ed Davies says they don't object to what's happened, but it should have been debated.
We want the recall of Parliament so the government can put their case. We're open to that case because we think these Houthi strikes are outrageous. We're minded to support the government. We need to hear those arguments.
Meanwhile, Tesla says it's temporarily stopping production at its German factory because of the Red Sea attacks. The electric car maker says production at its factory in Berlin will pause for 2 weeks. Elsewhere, a mother who murdered her 18-month-old son in a night of what's described as violent discipline must spend at least 19 years behind bars. Sian Hughes, who's 27, was handed a life sentence alongside her ex-partner, 35-year-old Jack Benham, for killing Alfie Phillips in November 2020. Handing down sentence at Maidstone Crown Court, Mr. Justice Kavanagh paid tribute to the infant.
He melted the hearts of everyone he met. The victim impact statements of his father, Sam Phillips, and his grandfather, Mark Demain, vividly illustrate how much he was loved and how much grief and devastation his murder has caused to those who loved him.
Israel's defending itself today against charges it's committing genocide in Gaza. A case has been brought forward at the International Court of Justice by South Africa. Veteran broadcaster Annie Nightingale has died at the age of 83. She became the first female presenter on Radio 1 when she joined in 1970. And a black bear saved from a Ukrainian zoo during the war has been rehomed in Scotland. Yampil is now at Five Sisters Zoo in West Lothian. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
Thanks, Victoria.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight we'll continue to see quite a bit of cloud. However, there will be occasional clear spells. It is expected to continue dry and the winds will be lighter than we've experienced in the past few days, with overnight lows of 2. Now, tomorrow will start quite cloudy, but should continue dry. Cloud looks to break up a little later in the day with a mixture of sunny spells and variable cloud. Well, it is January. Winds will continue to be light.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and warm welcome to Drive. Even though it's chilly outside, a very warm welcome. I was going to kick the day off straight away with a tune from Take That, but I am going to turn the music down and turn the volumes up on the guest mics, because not only have we got the wonderful Patrick away.
And Joe.
Hello. But we've also got, we're going to talk about a bit of football, aren't we?
Absolutely. Chris here, who's been one of my guests, we've been talking about cancer research, but I know you're very involved in women's football, and, well, Chris can talk to you a little bit about family with that.
Yeah, so Chris, your daughter used to play quite
a bit,
right?
She did. When she was 4, going on 5, she wanted to join football team. I told her girls couldn't play football because at the time they didn't. She nagged and nagged, and in the end, her friend she wanted to go with, I said, could she come to football? So she went training with him, and she was in the team and played in a boys' team for a number of years till she was about 11. Then had to leave because she couldn't play with the boys anymore. So I had to, my husband and I set a team up because it wasn't a girls' team in our area at all. Joined a league, kind of in at the deep end really, didn't have a clue what we were doing, but found somewhere we could host our matches, because I worked in a local school and they let us borrow their pitch. I was teaching a group of girls, class at the time, and I said to all the girls, what are you doing at the weekend? And they said, nothing. I said, right, you're coming to football. And doing as their teacher tells them, they did. So we got a team really made up of my daughter and most of the girls in my class. And then we went from there, didn't we? And eventually, obviously, she joined other teams once it started to progress a little bit, girls football. She'd managed a few games for Spurs first team, which made her day, because she's a big Spurs fan.
I won't hold that against her, being a West Ham fan.
Definitely. But it was hard. It was just because there was nowhere for her to go.
No, that's it. I mean, and you think, like, she's only, what, in her 30s?
She's 33 now,
so,
yeah.
And that's not even old, so you think that's not that long ago. But there's still people, like, it's still difficult for the girls to play. It's not all schools still allow the girls to play football. No. So they've literally, I mean, you know, I can remember having a kick about on the, well, I don't want to go back that far, to be fair, but yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
On concrete, you know what I mean? Yeah. Kicking around with the boys, and then, of course, you can't at a certain age, like your daughter.
Yeah, that was it. Once she got to 11, she wasn't allowed to play anymore.
Yeah. It's hard for parents as well, because you think, well, you know, it's obviously talented. What can we do here? You know, if it was a boy, you know exactly what to do. But with the girls,
we were stuck. We just didn't have a clue. So we didn't know where to go. We didn't know who to turn to. Yeah. And say there was no local team at all. So we set one up.
Yeah, good on you. What was it called? Give it a shout.
Brixet Corinthians.
Wow. And where was that based? Obviously in Essex, was it?
Yeah, in Harlow. And then she went to Royden, which is just around the corner from Harlow. And then we managed to find a nice person to coach them properly. So that was good. So we could then just go and watch as well, couldn't we?
But as parents should just do.
And then we just used to drive around half the countryside and take her to matches. And you know, you used to get told where you had to be, and there was no help, no petrol money, nothing. No. You just had to take her, and that was it.
Yeah, in the lower leagues now, still really struggling. Yeah,
they had to even buy their own kit. They had to be members. They paid a fortune to be a member, and didn't get anything.
It's very costly to be a football player, a girls' football player, especially. It does cost the parents a lot. It ends up costing more than the boys as well, because a lot of boys' teams get bigger and better sponsorships, so they don't have to pay for their own kits. No. We could talk for 2 hours on that, just alone, let alone anything
else.
But there definitely needs to be, there's less parity with that, to be fair. Definitely. But yeah. So obviously she's not playing now, though, you said, no.
She play occasionally. She will still play for a team called Frontiers in Harlow.
Oh, nice.
She goes and helps them out when they haven't got a goalie. Yeah. She'll get a phone call and then she goes and plays. And then we usually have her little boy, because she's got a little boy now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and her husband, when one of the teams, he ended up coaching for a while in the team that she used to play for, so he got involved as well, so that was nice.
It's a nice family thing.
So hopefully her little boy will play at some point, and then it'll go full circle, and she might end up coaching them.
Yeah, she might have more girls as well,
who knows? Let's hope so. Fingers crossed.
There you go, And what's the name? Give her a shout.
Sarah Walker.
Sarah Walker, there you go. Yeah, so ex Spurs player. That is a wonderful thing. There's still so much to do within women's football, but hearing stories like this, again, it's not even that long ago, do you know what I mean? No. So, and it's still struggling now to play as a woman, let alone as a girl, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so bravo to you as well for making a space for her to be able to fit in, because that's what it's about, being able to fit in, and a lot of kids still don't feel they can fit in, and it's wrong.
Definitely.
Yes. Thanks so much
that.
Do you like Take That, Chris?
I do.
Come on then. Take That with one of the latest ones these days. Fancy that?
Yeah.
Here we go. We'll have a kick about now. There's a ball in me back in the boot. Hang on.
Oh, I can see the future coming to you. Cry away the sadness in your eyes. And I can find a faith in days I've wasted. Being around in the
should leave here. Yeah, go far.
do love the Thompson Twins. Can never hit the high note. Yes, well, thanks for Chris and to Patrick and to Bob as well on the 1-3 show today. Yeah, it was great chatting to Chris as well. What a lot of parents have to go through to just have a space that their kids can feel they fit in. It's always a challenge for them. Right, I gave you a teaser, didn't I, of Take That. It's coming up next. But if you like the 80s, we will be hearing from Xanthi Berriman in the first hour today here on Drive with her greatest pick, Just For You, ready for the weekend. But now, as promised and teased a little bit earlier, I didn't press the wrong button, really. Take That with These Days here on Phoenix FM Drive.
Oh, I can see the future coming to you, crying away the sadness in your eyes. And I can find a faith in days I've wasted, being around enough to feel alive. And when the world is broken, hot and cold, no one ever knows the reason why. For the ones we may become, for the battles we have won, for the day we reach the sun, gonna play it loud tonight.
Days here on Phoenix FM. Now, after the break, we've got three S's coming up. We've got Stevie Wonder, we've got Suede, and we've got Steps, as well as other stuff coming up. And, of course, in between that, we've got the travel.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp, and on the 12th of February it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
In Grays, London Road is closed due to an accident near the Aldi supermarket. If you're going shopping there, yes, just be aware. A120 eastbound, slow traffic approaching Galley's Corner. A130 southbound, slow traffic approaching A127, A1245 Junction. A13 eastbound is slow traffic approaching Sadler's Farm. In Chelmsford, slow moving traffic on Roxwell Road between Chignall Road and Parkway. Also Colchester, Cowdrey Avenue, slow moving eastbound between Westway and Ipswich Road. South End, slow moving traffic on Westbourne Grove southbound between Prince Avenue and Fairfax Drive. Also in Brentwood, temporary traffic light signals due to electricity work on the A1023 High Street. That's both ways at Crown Street. Also delays on Ongar Road heading to Wilson's Corner, and slow traffic on the A12 east round before the A406 North Circular Road. That's the Redbridge roundabout. You're looking at a travel time 15 minutes if you're heading out that way. Now, the rail is not letting us down again today, but the tube's been a little bit naughty. Minor delays on the central line due to a shortage of trains, and of course the underground station is still closed on the northern line at Kentish Town. I believe that's opening around June, but we'll keep you updated. Minor delays on the Piccadilly line between Acton Town and Heathrow. Also, trains not stopping on the Piccadilly line eastbound at South Ealing. And finally, good news, normal service has resumed on the Victoria line following the earlier 40 train, and the rest of the lines have a great service. So there'll be more updates from me in an hour. Now on Phoenix FM, we've got Steps with Change Reaction.
Hi Joe, it's Xanthi Behrman from Greaties. My drive time choice for you this week is a track to celebrate the unforgettable David Bowie, who we lost 8 years ago this week. This is his top two hit from 1983, China Girl.
Xanthi Behrman for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mellencamp or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
And here I go again on my own.
Tune in.
She is Xanthi. Remember, you can listen in to Xanthi's show on Sunday evenings. Right, it's National Make Your Dream Come True Day tomorrow. I thought I'd do it today, so it gives you a whole day to sort it out. I'll tell you what, we're going to have a chat about that later. But I thought it'd be nice for our four at 4:30 all to have songs with the words dream or dreaming in the title. And that come up at 4:30. So if you've got a song thinking, oh, that's one of my favourite songs, got that in it, dream, I will let Joe know. Yes, well, I will lock it in for you. All you have to do, you know by now, but I will give it another shout. Email radio@phoenixfm.com or my Facebook and Instagram at Joe Bailey Music. Yes, it is as simple as that. And if I've got it here in the library, of course, we'll play it for you. But now we've got two back to back. Got a brand new one from our Phoenix FM Alix, Charlie XCX and Sam Smith with In the City. But first, one of my favourites from the 90s, Suede. That's how I always used to say it. She's in Fashion.
Party
love that. It's one of those songs as well that I think I can still dance to, because it's only 2 minutes 49. I could just about do that. But I love their voices together combined. They are brilliant. Now, coming up just before the break, going to have a more chilled song. One of my guests, actually, that came into the Drive Live session in 2023 was a brilliant Joby Fox. I absolutely love him. And this is one of my favourite tracks from his. Yes, it's all about me today. And it's a beautiful one. It's called I Love You.
Of a day to come, something to tell you in the morning sun. You had to be certain, you wanna be sure. I can't go on with this courting no more. You believe me, I'll always be yours. Here I am, I love you. There's nothing madness. I'm here at your door. I said what I said, now I'll say no more. For once in a lifetime, this love comes your way. Let it be this love, don't turn me away.
Yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leolina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savor unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Right, let's have a little look to see what's going on over the weekend locally. Well, actually, it's Monday the 15th of Jan. I do love this. To dig or not to dig, that is the question. It gives you a kind of clue to what the event is. It's at the Chantry Centre, Chantry Way in Billericay, and it's a talk by Federico Filippi, hosted by Billericay's Horticultural Society. It's from 8 till 10 p.m. on Monday the 15th of Jan. It's £3 and its visitors are welcome. Refreshments will be available as well. For more details, you can come to phoenixfm.com, have a look at the events page, and it will be right there in front of you. And I think it's worth going, and I feel like I want to give them an applause for that title, because it's really captured me. To dig or not to dig, that is the question, on Monday the 15th of Jan between 8 and 10 p.m. at the Chantry Centre. Right, Selector on my radio, one of the best rounds out. What's that, 1981 was it? Oh, I don't know, I'll have a look and let you know after. When I line up the music for you. Yes, I know, it's actually music I pre-think what you'd like, to be fair. And when I line them up, it's very, very, very rare that you get two songs with exactly the same time. So Selector on my radio was 2:58. And this one, also one of my faves, 2:58. Who'd have thought? I might do the lottery later.
I woke up with a fear this morning, but I can taste you on the tip of my tongue. Alarm without no warning, you're by my side and we've got smoke in our lungs. Last night we were way up, kissing in the back of the cab, and then you say, love, baby, let's go back to my flat. And when we wake up, never had a feeling like that. I got a reason, so man, put
record on again. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore. I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. Don't wanna sing mad songs anymore. Only wanna sing your song. 'Cause your song's got me feeling like I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. Yeah, you know, your song's got me feeling like I'm. No fear, but I think I'm falling. I'm not proud, but I'm usually the type of girl that would hit and run. No risk, so I think I'm all in. When I kiss your lips, through my heart beat thump. And now we're way up, dancing on the roof of the house. And then we make love right there on your best friend's couch. And then you say, love, this is what it's all about. So keep on kissing my mouth and put that record on again. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore. I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. I don't wanna sing mad songs anymore. Only wanna sing your song. 'Cause your song's got me feeling like I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. Yeah, you know, your song's got me feeling like I'm. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore. I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. I don't wanna sing mad songs anymore. I only wanna sing your song. 'Cause your song's got me feeling like I'm. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore. I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. I don't wanna sing mad songs anymore. Only wanna sing your song. 'Cause your song's got me feeling like I'm.
I do love Rita Ora. And did you watch The Masked Singer? I caught it. I couldn't believe who was in it, to be fair. I'm not going to give anything away. I think they're on the third episode already, but I won't give anything away. But the very first one to go out, I couldn't believe who it was. Absolutely iconic. But I won't give anything away. Rita Ora is obviously on the show, so just reminding me. Not a show I'd usually watch, but there you go. I might keep watching it now. Electric Light Orchestra with Living Thing is coming up in a second. But first, let's have a listen to Guess the Intro for Friday.
Guess the Intro.
See from your worst day. Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich 2-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
Now, I'll be kicking off the next hour with a track that was released on this day last year and actually ended up being the biggest selling hit of 2023. We've also got 4 at 4:30, all with the word dream or dreams or dreaming in the title. I will lock yours in if you wish. Remember, radio at phoenixfm.com. But I will see you the other side of the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News. From the